Thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service comes from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to be a part of our congregation today. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. We know that we're unworthy and undeserving, but we know that you are a God of love and a God of mercy. We thank you for the privilege of presenting this gospel message to our precious congregation today. And if there be those who know thee not, may they realize and know that Jesus shed his blood to redeem their souls. And may the Spirit of God work with hearts and deal with souls. The good be accomplished through our service today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, God's Remedy for Sin. Reading from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? The ground of the need for the new birth, and also entire sanctification, is the depravity of men's nature, that spiritual disease which leads to spiritual death through sin. It may properly be said that sin exists in two forms, actual transgression and a deranged moral nature that gives a tendency to that which is sinful. Justification is not a real making just as if the sinner had not sinned so that he deserves reward rather than punishment, but it is a remission of the penalty of sin. Sin is always wrong. No one is ever justified in committing sin. God has never given anyone permission to sin. Imputed sin brings death to the soul and separation from God. When I use the word imputed there, I mean sins that we are accountable and responsible for. That which we do when we know that it is wrong and improper and contrary to the Word of God. And when that imputed sin is committed, it brings death to the soul, which is separation from God. Now, justification is whenever God forgives us. We read in 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, justification is forgiveness. It is pardon. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He keeps not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. So we read in the book of Micah chapter 7 and verse 18. Pardon means you are guilty, but you have been forgiven your sins, and they have been remitted, and forgiveness and remission is yours. Repentance is required to obtain justification or pardon. Jesus told the people, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. Now the basis for justification is the atonement of Christ. That is the only grounds for which a person can be justified or forgiven. There is no other Savior, there is no other Redeemer, there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved. So the atonement of Christ is the only ground on which God can properly remit the penalty that is due for sinning. It is not the doctrine of the death of Christ that saves men, but the death itself. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we read in Romans 5 and 8, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. Justification brings peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, whenever we are justified, we need to be regenerated. Justification is God forgiving us of our sins. But regeneration is synonymous with the new birth. And it is regeneration, or the born-again experience, that actually gives us spiritual life again. Through regeneration, the same time we are justified, yet it is in its nature distinct from it. In fact, we're talking about two phases of one work. Justification, forgiveness of sin, regeneration, being born again. And that is when we are truly saved and we have spiritual life. Justification has to do with one's relation to God and His law. Regeneration is concerned with the inner character of the one that is justified. If you were only forgiven, you would not have a real change of heart, nor would you have power to keep from sinning. And so it is regeneration, the born-again experience, that gives us life and gives us power over sin. The brazen altar in the wilderness there, whenever God had them to build a tabernacle, and the brazen altar and the laver was on the outside, The brazen altar represented justification, and the laver, which the priests had to wash their hands and feet in before they went in the tabernacle, represents regeneration. And both of them was outside the tabernacle, which represented the church. So you must be justified, regenerated, to become a member of God's church. And you do not join God's church. It cannot be joined. You must be born into it. Regeneration and being born again are one and the same. So regeneration gives you spiritual life. Resurrection quickened you from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. Regeneration gives you power over the reigning power of sin. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans chapter 6 and verse 14. Regeneration, the new birth, causes one to love what he once did not love, and he ceases to love that sinful things that he used to love. You no longer love the world, neither the things that are in the world, so it is a change of the heart or of the affections of our nature and our desires. Now, entire sanctification, the fact of two forms of sin, make room for two distinct cleansings. The doctrine of sanctification as a second cleansing rests upon the idea that depravity remains either in whole or in part in those who have been truly regenerated. Now, I realize that a lot of people want to deny the doctrine of sanctification. And, of course, the word sanctification does have various meanings. But as we are using it on today's broadcast, we're speaking about that cleansing of that native depravity that remains there after you have been justified, after you have been regenerated. That depravity needs to be removed. And it is removed in the experience of sanctification. This is not something that you grow into. No, it is a definite positive experience that takes place whenever you are infilled by the Holy Spirit. For it is the Holy Spirit that takes the blood and sanctifies us from that depravity. Someone has said justification is salvation from the guilt of sin. Regeneration is salvation from the reigning power of sin. And sanctification is salvation from the indwelling of sin. And both of these experiences are taught in the Scriptures. I realize there are many religious organizations today that do not believe, do not teach this, but the Bible teaches it, and it's absolutely necessary if we're going to fulfill the entire will of God. Jesus prayed for his disciples, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true." Now the disciples had already been saved from sin. They had been pardoned. They had been forgiven. And their name was recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yet we find Jesus in that beautiful prayer in John 17 and verse 17 saying, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true." So he was praying for them to be sanctified after they had been saved and forgiven of their sins. And sanctification is not for the sinner. Jesus was not praying for the sinner there in that prayer. He said, "I pray not for the world," but he prayed for those who had been saved from the world. And he said, "Of them, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." So I do want to emphasize the fact that Jesus was not praying for sinners in this prayer in John 17. He was praying for his disciples who had already been saved. So sanctification is for the church. It is the born-again experience that makes you a member of the church, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You must be born again, else You cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And as far as the people are concerned, the kingdom, the subjects in the kingdom are the same as the members of the church. And the members of the church are the same as those subjects in the kingdom of God. So you must be born again to be a part of God's church. We read in Psalm 87, 5 and 6 of Zion, the church, that this man was born there, and his name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life when he was born again. Again, I say you cannot join God's church. It takes a spiritual birth to become a member of God's church. And sanctification is for the church. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. So Christ loved the church so much that he gave himself for it. Yes, it was the blood stained the old rugged cross, and it was the blood that made it possible for us to be forgiven of our sins and to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about some wildfire thing when I speak about being filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And Jesus told the disciples, as recorded in Acts 1 and 8, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." So we need not only to be justified, not only to be regenerated, but we need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to be sanctified and that depravity removed so that we can be fully given over to God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. In no place in the Bible is the baptism of the Holy Spirit represented as occurring at the time of conversion. And I might say the Bible has nothing to say about you having to talk in some unknown tongue to receive the Spirit of God. The true gift of languages is only one of the gifts of the Spirit, and you do not have to speak in some unknown tongue to receive the Spirit of God into your heart and into your life. What you must do is to consecrate your all, present your all a living sacrifice to God, and invite the Holy Spirit to come in and to take up his abode. Sanctification is accomplished by the blood of Christ, just as regeneration is. And that's what made it possible, the blood that made it possible for us to be saved from our sins. And it is the blood that makes it possible for us to be sanctified by the receiving, by the infilling of the Spirit of God. Now, there are conditions for the receiving of the experience of sanctification. A complete surrender, I say, to the will of God. And I gave you the scripture in Romans 12 and 1 about presenting your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then whenever you present your all on the altar of sacrifice to God, pray and ask God to give you the Holy Spirit. If ye then, being of this time world, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke chapter 10 and verse 13. No, Jesus did not say we have to beg and beg and beg. He said, ask. If you then, being of this time world, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit if you will ask him. So conditions must be met, faith must be exercised, and whenever we consecrate and dedicate our all and ask God to give us his Holy Spirit, we must believe that he does. God, through Christ, has provided the remedy for sin. The question is, will you accept that which God has provided for you? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and God will abundantly pardon. So God, through Christ, has provided the remedy for sin. So the question is, will you accept that remedy which God has provided? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these truths with this precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied what has been said. Hearts have been blessed and enlightened, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, we invite you to write us and let us know. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage, and you can also join us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Lord, I thank you for the best you gave for me that day.
Thank you.